Number one for New Country, 96.3 Hawkeye in the morning. Hawkeye and Michelle with you, 6 minutes after 7 o'clock. And joining us in studio, Mark Cuban.
Yeah.
What's up, guys?
So excited to have you.
Last time you were in studio, we just had the tornado hit, and you gave away, I think, like $100,000 to help rebuild Thomas.
It was $1 million.
A million. Yeah. Okay, it was $1 million.
Oh, my gosh, Hawkeye.
$1 million. So if you just want to start this off by giving away another $1 million today.
20 for Michelle.
There
20
we go.
For
the Hawkeye. There we go.
All right, we have like a couple things to ask you, but thank you very much for being with us.
Of course, I love being here.
So we wanted to ask you about a couple things, but we saw you in the news this morning.
Yep.
Because originally, if you're going to go to the Mavs Mavs games, you had to be vaccinated. But
we haven't changed it yet.
Haven't changed it yet. But.
Right. So here's the story. So when we first put in the vaccination requirement, or vaccination or negative test, right?
Yeah.
Because I believe in natural immunity, but the only good way to easy way to prove it is with a test. There are like 2,000 cases a day. Mm-hmm. Now the cases have fallen under 500.
Yeah.
But one of the key reasons for us putting the vaccination program in place, or the requirement and test requirement in place, is we have a lot of fans that are either cancer survivors or immunocompromised.
Yeah.
And that's not their choice, right?
It's
something that's out of their control.
Right.
And so we wanted to make sure to protect them. And so now we're putting in a special program where we'll have different sections around the arena where people who are immunocompromised or cancer survivors, we'll have special sections for them, so there'll be extra precautions.
Oh,
and
that's
so
great.
Once we get those in place, and if the cases continue to drop and they get, you know, in the 400 range or so, then we'll remove those requirements.
Okay.
That's but awesome.
Not for mask requirements.
Yeah.
We still
yeah.
need a mask.
But for everybody else, you don't have to be vaccinated to go to the...
Well, yeah, you never had to be vaccinated.
Okay.
It's just if you show proof of vaccination or
the
negative
test,
right?
Okay.
Because even with natural immunity... We can't ask for a blood test. You know, that's a little bit much.
Yeah. You're not going to be standing at the door, Mark. Come on.
Yeah. Give me your blood.
All right. Here's question number two. And I knew nothing about this. I asked Michelle. She knew nothing about this. And we might make you go show this to us right after we get off the
air. Yeah, we need a tour.
So you've got this new Echo Lounge music hall.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Open.
Yeah.
And I read this somewhere, and I'm going to quote you. I'm super excited for the opening of the Echo Lounge music hall. This takes the design district to the next level. And it's moved toward being an entertainment destination. And with the tunnel between the American Airlines Center site and the design district and the highway being finished, it will be an exciting post-game place to have fun. What
a tunnel?
Yeah, maybe it's not truly. Tunnel's probably not the best word because it makes it seem like. But there's a walkway, actually, where you can now go under I-35.
And so there is?
Yeah,
what?
There really is, right? And it hasn't been all lit up and everything, but they're finishing it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so we didn't dig a tunnel.
No, it's not. Well, they had to dig it and all that kind of stuff, but they made it just like any other underpass.
Okay.
I should have called it an underpass.
Okay.
That's insane, though. I haven't seen that. So much traffic.
Yeah, so if you go to where the Echo Lounge is, right, and then you cross the little service road,
right,
and then you can go right to the other side.
Oh.
It's the service road that's going to be the hard part.
Well, it's like because there's a light right there.
Okay. You know, eventually, too, they're building a trail that's going to connect the Katy Trail to the design district, so and then you'd be able to continue on all the way to Fort Worth.
What?
Yeah,
that's neat. Hawkeye would
know that.
That's a
long
walk.
He's a runner.
Yeah. That is a long.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't recommend you walk to a Mavs game.
Electric all right. bike.
I was on the East Coast this weekend, and this was the rumor. Okay.
Okay.
And now this, you will know. Okay.
Okay.
And everybody's talking about this. You know how Major League Baseball had the Field of Dreams game?
Yeah.
Well, this is the 75th year of the NBA.
Right.
They're doing something similar. They're going to have in New York City, apparently, this year, a shirts versus skins game.
Is that true, or is he making it up?
I haven't heard that at all.
You have not heard that.
See, I don't know if Hawkeye's pulling her leg. Is this another prank?
He's pulling something.
Well, apparently, too, there's like merchandise out, too.
Yeah, the skins merchandise, right?
Really?
No, I'm serious.
Is this the women's apparel section?
No, look, like this is serious because this was online over the weekend.
Then it must be true.
There's like the Nuggets shorts.
The Nuggets.
That's pretty cool. That's a cool idea.
So
it is a cool idea.
Cool idea, but you don't think that's going to be happening?
I don't know. I haven't heard that yet.
Okay.
I think Mark would know.
Okay.
Maybe not, you know?
So there's a possibility it could be because I heard this like on multiple sports talk stations that they were talking about that happening.
I could see it happening. Playing outside, shirts versus skins, a bunch of guys. I mean, it's not like guys don't play pickup anyways.
Yeah.
Play shirts versus skins.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
so
normal.
That's what the whole homage to that was.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's a possibility.
I like
possibility.
It. I like
right
it.
In.
All right. Can you check on that and get back to
Right now,
he would say that. Hey, I'm so excited Jason Kidd is back.
Yeah, he's so cool. I mean, it's such a good vibe. The guys love playing for him. They're playing extra hard. Our defense is so much better. First game, our offense wasn't so good, but the other night against Toronto, where I lost my voice, I mean, we started to show it again. And then tomorrow night, we pick up at home at the AC against the Houston Rockets.
Oh, yeah, I know. And we hate all teams from Houston.
I know. We're like,
and then we play the Spurs, and we hate all teams from
San
Antonio.
Yes, we do. Right, Hawkeye?
I know.
Yes, we do.
Hey, at least I'm honest. I'm pretending.
I know.
How about the Astros making the World Series? That's a horrible thing, isn't it?
Hey, the Mavs have a game tomorrow night. 214-747 Mavs.
There you go. Yes. That's important.
And you know what? I mean, we're a legitimate shot for the NBA title.
Yeah, you know.
I know.
I like that. You know, I never make predictions, but we have a good team. Luka's obviously one of the top three, four players in the NBA. And so whenever you have Luka, anything is possible. And Timmy Hardaway's been on fire. Kristaps Porzingis is finally healthy. We've got a couple new guys, Reggie Bullock and Sterling Brown, who are really, really good. So I think just the vibe of the team is just so exciting, and guys are so energetic. And, you know, playing hard is 99% of the game. So I'm really excited for this year.
Yeah, I'm excited, too. I'm excited for the Metroplex. I think it's going to be a great year.
Hey, with the Cowboys rolling stars.
Oh, yeah. We're really so happy.
I'll give you a little tidbit. Okay. Have you seen the T-shirts, City of Champions?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so about 15 years ago, someone sent me an email saying, I own the trademark on clothing to City of Champions.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, do you want to buy it? I'm like, sure. How much? He goes, $38,000. I'm like,
really?
Done. So if the Mavs, Stars, and Cowboys all win and we're a City of Champions again, I'm
you got
paid.
The trademark? That's smart. There's a shark right there for
right
you.
There.
After we get off the air, I'm trademarking NBA shirts versus skins.
You should, Hawkeye.
And if it happens, the NBA will have to pay me, too.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
Man, thanks for coming by. Yeah. Continued success.
Always. Thanks for having me. You guys are always a blast.
Thank you. And go Mavs. I will say,
Go Mavs. I can't wait to go to so many games this
year. I know. It's fun to have tomorrow back
night,
in the
crowds. Yes. Tomorrow night against the Rockets. Mm-hmm. I think we have like 500 tickets left, so go grab them.
Yeah, right now.
When it sells out, get tickets for the next game.
Exactly. Yeah. Thursday against the Spurs.
I know about that.
He will be there.
It's 713 New Country 96.3. Mark Cuban in studio with us. It's the Hawkeye in the Morning Show.